Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with Green County Medical Center Foundation is the Foundation Director, Nancy Huska, now joining us. So thank you very much, Nancy, for coming on.
Thank you, Coltrane, for having me.
You bet. And something I'm sure that's a welcome sight for you all is the return of your golf outing that'll be happening later on this month. Nancy, can you just first of all tell us the pertinent information, where it's going to be at, what time, all that fun stuff for people to know about initially?
Sure. As you probably know, the golf outing has been an impactful event for us in the past, so we're very thankful we can have it this year, and we're planning to have it Friday, June 18th at the Jefferson Community Golf Course. We'll be starting with a shotgun start at 10 a.m., and for those that might not know what a shotgun start is, everybody starts at the same time at 10 o'clock. Everybody's on separate holes. It's a four-person scramble. The four-person team will be playing with another team from the community or from the region. We'll be playing 18 holes. We have lunch, and then we also have supper. During that supper time, we'll have an awards banquet and dinner and recognize our sponsors for the year.
And since you mentioned it here, Nancy, about the sponsorship opportunities, can you speak to us a little bit about that? I mean, I'm sure there's ways people can get involved either by actually doing the golf outing, but they can also be a sponsor as well.
First, I'd like to give a shout out to our major sponsors that we have right now. We have Home State Bank, the Wild Rose Casino, Dree's Company, Unity Point in Des Moines, and Landis Cooperative, who are willing to be major sponsors for us this year. So those major sponsors include possibly the lunch and the dinner that they're sponsoring, somebody sponsoring a t-shirt, somebody who's a clubhouse sponsor, and then we have a mulligan sponsor. We're still taking sponsorships. We have a few of the major sponsorships available yet, like the beverage cart sponsor, and you can be a golf cart sponsor, or you can sponsor flights and prizes at the awards banquet. We also have just a hole sponsor that gets your name on the hole with a sign. And if you have any giveaways or anything like that, the company is, or individual is more than happy to give those away at each hole. Our major sponsors, they get a little bit more recognition during our awards night, and we'll do an ad to thank everybody afterwards and recognition in our program and items like that. So we're very thankful to have the major sponsors that we do this year. Sponsorship opportunity deadline is this Friday the 4th, but I'd like to take sponsorships, you know, up into the event. It's been a crazy year, so allowing people that time to maybe still get in our golf tournament, we would greatly appreciate it. I'd like to give one more shout out. Yeah. I've got Bet and Bev's, the local restaurant here, also helping sponsor the meal. So I did want to also give them a shout out. So I know everybody likes their pork and their smoked meat and all that, so we're doing that for our dinner that night. So we hope people really enjoy that.
And so, Nancy, I see that this year there's a theme called Healthcare Heroes for this year's golf outing. Can you just tell us why you wanted to have a theme this year? And, of course, with the reintroduction of the golf outing because it was canceled last year due to that pandemic.
Yeah, we made that decision to cancel, you know, just like a lot of events last summer were canceled. So we just wanted to do a special celebration of our local healthcare heroes. We want to acknowledge their work over the past year and their dedication. And I have hopefully some nurses, direct care people that are going to form a team and come out and have some fun for the day. And they're kind of going to represent the rest of the team members here at the medical center and again, be recognized at the awards event. Just give them a shout out for all they've done over the last year.
And can you also give us kind of a rundown too, Nancy, if people just want to get a foursome together, put a team together, what's the price tag for that?
Sure. I believe I have 19 teams registered. So yeah, we're getting pretty full. I'd like to get up to that 24. I think that's kind of our capacity for the event. But we have 19 so far, so we have room for 4 or 5 more people to join us for the day. There's also an option if people wanted to just golf 9 holes. I know weekends and Fridays sometimes are busy. They would also start at 10 a.m. and just play 9 holes and have lunch with us. And then others can do that 18-hole opportunity for the whole day with dinner included. By being an Eagle or Birdie sponsor, an Eagle sponsor is that 18 holes. They get the lunch and the dinner, and then they get also carts. So that's all included for your day of fun, everything you need to have fun for that day and support the medical center.
Now, is the only option that somebody can sign up as a foursome, go through lunch and dinner, or are there just like a dinner-only option for people that may not be too interested in the golf, but they want to attend kind of the awards and the evening part of the event?
We do have just ticket prices for supper. I haven't had a whole lot of interest, so thank you for asking that. But if anybody did want to just come for supper, they can give me a call And I believe that is $30 per person. And we would probably need to hear from them in the next few days so we can get Bet and Bev's the proper amount of people that we're having for our event.
And also, Nancy, obviously this is a fundraiser for the Medical Centers Foundation. So just tell us a little bit about, you know, those proceeds going back to your organization and kind of what your organization does to support the hospital.
Sure. The Greene County Medical Center Foundation, our funds support patient-centered services and programs or equipment, construction or capital projects. And then it also supports our healthcare scholarships for local high school seniors who are pursuing a medical career. The funds really help support the medical center's vision of always here, always caring for everybody in Greene County and our neighboring communities also. And as you probably can guess, the financial support is particularly important this year due to the impact of COVID. You know, it's had a great impact on the medical center and hospitals throughout the country. We're not alone, you know, in having an impact from COVID, but the support this year is just a little extra special, again, for our healthcare heroes and during that COVID and supporting the medical center.
And so, Nancy, as we kind of wrap up our program here, just kind of go back and remind us the pertinent information of when your golf outing will take place, what time, and all that fun stuff again for people to know about.
Sure. The Foundation Golf Tournament is Friday, January 18th at the Jefferson Community Golf Course. We'll start at 10 a.m. with the shotgun and a four-person team. And give me a call at 386-0108 if you'd still like to participate with a team or a sponsorship.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program here with Greene County Medical Center Foundation Director is Nancy Huska joining us once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.